Broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery, you're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
You save money now through December 3rd. In their meat department, T-bone steaks are just $5.99 a pound. Ribeyes are only $6.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast is $2.99 a pound. And 80% lean ground chuck is also $2.99 a pound, loose or patties. And they have 50-pound bags of potatoes for $18.99. And while you're there, be sure to pick up one of their famous cheese balls. And their party trays are always a big hit. Meat and cheese, fruit, vegetables, cookies and candy, sandwiches and more. Just be sure to order at least 48 hours ahead of time. Shop local and save money at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
The boys begin their 2020-2021 basketball season on Friday night. They'll travel to St. Mary's to take on the Rough Riders. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the varsity game. There won't be an NFHS broadcast, but WOSN will replay the game on Saturday night at 7 p.m. on Channel 43. It should be a great season, and you can hear all the action live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're on. Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. Is this head coach Jim Melton of our Fort Recovery Indians?
Yes, sir.
Coach, how the hell are you, buddy?
How's it going?
Hey, thanks. Doing pretty good. How about you guys?
So far, so good.
Doing good. Happy Thanksgiving to the family, bud.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Same to you.
So do you have to have practice on Thanksgiving? That's going to be probably due, don't you?
I would like to, but I'm a family first guy, so no, I want the Better guys not. To spend time with their family.
Yeah. So. Have a walkthrough today then, Coach?
Yeah, we practiced. It was more than a walkthrough. We had had about a two-hour practice, and then we'll have a walkthrough Friday morning.
Perfect. You guys, it's been some kind of a off-season. The journey this summer has been none like anybody's ever seen. And when you look at this year's team, Coach, if there was a summer where we could get by with not doing a lot, this was probably one of them because we have so much returning minutes, right?
Yeah, that should be it. Yeah, it's a veteran group coming back, so we're blessed with that. It was obviously an abnormal summer. We would have liked to have gotten some work in to change some things, but yeah, we're blessed with a veteran group coming back for sure.
So let's talk a little bit about the preseason here, we've probably been at it a couple 3 weeks. Football season, Brent said, boys were done. They were a little bit burnout. So when you get them, Coach, could you see a little burnout in them, or did they hit the court running?
Well, I think as adults we need to maybe take a step back and kind of reflect on what these young men are dealing with as well, and what's going on with the world with all the COVID and everything. And it's been difficult. They're fighting through some different adversities that they've never, had to fight through, you know, in terms of, you know, this virus that's out there, and then all the changes that, you know, that's taken place. So, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't say that they hit the ground running, because, you know, football and basketball are two different conditioners. Conditioning's way different. We're just trying to get our basketball legs under us and get our shots, you know, and we got to sharpen the edges on our skills.
Best thing you did, we did come back while all football players are healthy, correct?
Yeah, we had a few nicks and bruises that are, you know, typically associated with the game of football, but, you know, mostly we're pretty healthy right now. So
when you look at this year's ball club coach and a lot of returners, we lost a couple good seniors, but we got a lot of our scoring back. We got a lot of kids that have logged a lot of varsity minutes, and we hit the road Friday night against a St. Mary's team that was 19-4 last year, and I think we beat them at home, didn't we?
I believe we did.
I think that's correct. I don't have that in front of me. Yeah.
I think we shocked the world, maybe. I don't know if people thought we were gonna, you know, capable of that. But, you know, they lost a really, really strong player in the Steger boy. And he let, you know, I think he had like 25 against us. And yeah. He graduated. Mm-hmm. And Jack Sisko was their point guard. But they got four guys coming back. And, you know, in particular, Austin Parks. He's a sophomore. He was a big kid. He seen the floor a little bit early on, and then, you know, I think Coach Hagemeyer felt that he wasn't quite ready for that type of game, and he didn't play much against us other than, you know, early on. But he's 6'10". He presents problems. Latre Williams is a smooth point guard with a lot
really
of skills.
Good, yeah.
He's going to present some problems as well. And Jaden Davis is you know, nice swing man for him at 6'3", and he's capable as well. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full, and, you know, as probably everyone remembers, we didn't shoot it too well there the last time we were in that facility. So,
yeah, I never
we've
thought
been
about
really
that.
Hard
That's
on.
True. That's yeah. a great opener
yeah.
then.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're starting where we ended last year. So, you know, I'm still pretty salty about it, and we got a sour taste in our mouth. So, you know, we're ready to get back after it.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about our preseason and our scrimmages. We had a couple scrimmages. How did they go?
Well, we started out with National Trail, and Coach Harrison and I have a great relationship. He was a little bit shorthanded with, you know, some of the quarantining and things that were taking place on his end in his district. But, you know, he brought up a solid group, and his son, Cameron Harrison's a senior, and he's a nice player, and they presented some challenges for us. And, you know, it was good to go against other competition. And then, you know, this last Tuesday we went over to Anna in a three-way scrimmage with Milton Union, and you know, nobody really cares who wins scrimmages or loses them. Nobody remembers them, but we performed well on all three of them.
Well, that's good to hear. Let's talk a little bit about your team, Coach. And first of all, it's got to be the biggest team we've ever had. I think the smallest kid on our team is 6'1". Did I see that right? I mean, I'm not talking about the JV kids that you bring up or whatever.
Yeah, Regan Martin, 6'1". You know, it depends on if you count his perm and
6'3".
Yeah. You know, I think we had Derek Judy listed at 6'3" last year. He shrunk. Now he's 6'2". And I mean, I'm just kidding. Clay Smith, 6'4". You know, Gavin Toby at 6'3". Dylan Evers presents, you know, a lot of problems for people with his length and athleticism. He's 6'4". We're so excited about having him, you know, back with, you know, what he went through last year. And Brian Benn, the big man, the middle, 6'6". So, Owen Judy at 6'3". He's probably pushing 6'4". And then, you know, the surprise is Cale Rammel.
Yeah.
He's a legit 6'5" and a half.
He jumped up, too.
I know. I seen a kid getting gas there. I thought, what in the hell happened to that kid?
That kid got tall. I love it.
It is amazing when you don't see him for a while. And
Yeah.
It'll you know, you look at that team, Coach, and last year, you know, we had some absolutely games where you just had to think, man, how good did we play this game? And then at the end, you talked about how we didn't shoot the ball as well, and we got in a little late season funk there. This year, how did the kids come out? Did they was they Did you notice anything about, did you notice him play much over the summer? Could you tell?
You know, with some of them, but, you know, again, with all this, you know, restrictions and all the, you know, these things that we've been dealing with, it's been a little difficult, I'm sure. But, you know, I mean, a lot of the guys, I mean, you know, Derek Jeudy, he's Derek. I mean, you know, he's getting after it. Regan's shots there, and, you know, Clay's, he's slowly transitioning in, you know, to basketball mode. And you know, Owen Judy's just been lights out. It looks like he's had a ball in his hands for sure.
I would imagine.
Almost every day. I mean, his shooting numbers are off the charts. So, you know, and Kale's hungry. You could tell he's played some hoops over the summer. And you know, they're all hungry. Brian Benn in the middle. I mean, you know, we got to trim him down a little bit if that's possible, if he doesn't eat a couple of turkeys tomorrow. But,
he's a hungry boy now. You know,
yeah, we got to keep him happy, so at least one turkey.
But. He is a lad.
He's a big boy, I tell you what.
He's got one of the, you know, beautiful shot. I mean, when you look at his form and his follow through and everything, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, Coach, this is Neil. I saw after one of the volleyball matches that he and one of the coaches were out there practicing his 10-foot shot, and of course there's nobody else around, but that ball's coming to him every 5 seconds or so. I watched him for 2 or 3 minutes. He missed 3 shots from 10 feet.
Yeah, he's arguably one of our best shooters. I mean, we've got a lot of, you know, things that in store for him this season that no one saw last year. So we're probably going to turn some heads with some things that we're going to do with him and other guys as well. So, well, we're not purposefully trying to take the air out of the ball by any stretch. No. But,
and when you look at this year's team, when Benny's on the court and you know, we can run sets and get good looks. But when Benny's on the bench and you have Owen and you have Kale and you have Derek Jeudy and you have Gavin and Regan, them boys, it's like, let's go. So you're going to be able to play a lot of different styles.
Yeah, we're going to be able to be very chameleon-like and you know, turn it into a track meet when we want and slow it down and pound you to death when we want. You know, that's going to be one of our trademarks this year, is adapting from opponent to opponent. Now, I will tell you, St. Mary's is big, and they're very physical. They got a couple 6'6 guys, 6'10, 6'5. They're extremely physical. So, we're going to bring our lunch pail Friday night and be ready to duke it out.
That's kind of fun, though, coming right out of the gate, though, and coach, and have a great game. You know, this will be a great matchup on them Friday night.
Yeah, it will be. We're looking forward to the opportunity that lies ahead. You know, our guys they've worked hard in the last couple of weeks, and they're ready to, showcase what they've been working on.
Mm-hmm. When you look at the COVID situation and how, I know you're Coach Baumholt, who we've all, over at Dade County, and did I hear that they had to cancel their first 5 games?
Yeah, they're going through, a pretty rough stretch. It affected their team. A player tested positive, I believe. And, Baumholt, he was in the hospital fighting the COVID. He struggled with it a little bit. And it's affected Coach Comer and his girls program over there as well. I don't know if you saw on the schedule, we picked up Monroe Central to replace Jay County for that weekend. That was a struggle trying to find a game, believe it or not. That was close enough. I mean, Monroe Central's still about 40 minutes, but we were looking at close to an hour away for other options. So we're just thankful to get that other option.
Absolutely, get the game in.
Boy,
Coach, last year, we got to kind of feel you out a little bit, know your way you like to coach, and you brought that atmosphere to the gym, and it's just going to be, how are you going to handle, not having the crowds is kind of a bummer, but yet, I guess the main thing is we're getting the kids on the court and playing, huh?
Yeah, we've been talking about that, the togetherness, the family, and, I really, really am going to miss it for our kids, you know, with the fog machines and the yes. intro and our fans. And, you know, we have arguably, you know, obviously I'm biased, but I hear it from the other coaches. Minster's coaches told me that, you know, I hear it around the league how Fort Recovery, you know, the Fort Site Fieldhouse is arguably the best place to play in the MAC as far as the gym, the atmosphere, and, you know, the crowd. And so, yeah, that's going to be – we're going to miss that element because I feel like that gives us a huge advantage at home with our crowd. And, you know, and I really want the – you know, our youth to be able to line up and, you know, high-five the guys in the intros. And, you know, I want them to envision them doing that someday. And – and it's just, it's going to be different.
It sure is. Today I was out to my grandson's and you know, they absolutely, the fog machine and the lights, and he comes up to me and he says, "Grandpa, two more days we get to watch the fog machines." I'm like, "Oh, little buddy. Sorry, my brother." But I agree with you. Last, there ain't nobody does it like we did. It. Nah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And, you know, that's what the kids, to have a great experience and create some memories and have fun.
How many Wick pies you got for tomorrow?
Well, I delivered some at the school. Sorry, I guess I should have brought some by the radio. yeah, you guys got me there. But, yeah, I brought some up. I did it last year. I'll bring some in for Christmas. So how's that?
Awesome.
I brought it next year. So.
Yeah. So
can't go wrong with the sugar cane.
No, nope. Absolutely, absolutely.
Or the pecan, or anything else that they make.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about the program and as a whole. Your coaching staff, is it the remain the same? What do you got down low and coming up?
Okay. Well, we got Jordan Winter coming back as the JV coach. Jerry Bargy, Brad Miller, and Sheen Bosworth are the varsity assistants. We lost Coach Willis. You know, his son is going to be playing at Greenville, and he wanted you know, the opportunity to be able to support him and sure. go to his games. And then when, you know, when we realized we didn't have the numbers to have a freshman team, that was, you know, it was easier for him to make that decision as well. And then in the junior high, we still have Charlie Basie at the 8th grade and Darian Shepherd at the 7th grade. You know, and we got Ryan Lamb and Scott Dilworth. This is our youth program, our feeder program, yep. 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th grade. And we got, Johan Niekamp and one of the Evers. Coach Evers, one of the Evers guys.
Overman boy,
but yeah, you know, but that's rounds out our staff, and that really we're just trying to stay in house instead of going out, you know, over to Portland or over to Fort Laramie or, yeah. You know, we're just trying to stay in house till spring and see, work on our skills, work on, you know, getting better and maybe scrimmaging 3rd and 4th against each other, 5th and 6th.
Yeah.
And, you know, Coach Basie, he had a baby, so he's been out, and Justin Overman's filling in for him, and he's doing, you know, a fantastic job for us. And so it's just been, you know, this coach, and it's just been tough navigating through it all and trying to keep our spirits up as well for all of us. And I couldn't imagine being a high school kid and supposed to be the time of your life.
No
and,
kidding.
You know, creating lifelong memories, and now it's being impacted, you know, because of, you know, this virus.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's tough, and you feel for them kids. But you know what? That's a hell of a group of seniors you got and a hell of a group of leaders. And with you at top, you know, you got to feel good about where we're at. I just think that, you know, when we talk about the atmosphere in that gym, and I was at the girls' game last night, and there was about, I thought Brent thought maybe 180, 200 people there, and it was loud. And
we had a little run there, and it did get loud.
And if we have 300 people at a game, and there's going to be a home court advantage for the yeah. fort in that place, and I look forward to this year, Coach, and I think you do too. And let's get out there and play some basketball and have fun. What do you think?
Absolutely, I'm excited. I know the kids are excited. The way we ended practice tonight, they're fired up and ready to go play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just hoping that, you know, I know Brent's you know, he's got his fingers crossed that, you know, we don't have any more cancellations or anything else out there. But, you know, we can only control our control.
Never know, so, do you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, just take each day and you know, hopefully we can get them in.
That's
know?
Right,
yeah.
My friend.
But the kids are fired up. They're ready to play.
Good.
So.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Coach, stay safe. We will see you Friday night. I appreciate
you taking
the time to talk to me and Fee on Sports Talk. And happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Thanks.
Have a great turkey day, buddy.
All right, we'll be right back. We're going to take a break. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
This Saturday is Small Business Saturday. It's a great time to support our local merchants who are our friends and neighbors, taking pride in making our community better. Shop in the businesses where you're a friend, not just a number. Our local merchants are the backbone of our community, and two-thirds of the money spent in the local businesses stays in our community, making Fort Recovery a better place for all of us. Our local businesses support and sponsor all kinds of events in the community, youth sports, the Jubilee, Boy Scouts, the FFA, the band, and lots more. There will be some great deals in all our stores, so let's get out this Saturday on Small Business Saturday and show our local merchants how much we appreciate them supporting our community.
Good song.
It's a good hip hopper.
Actually, Walpock plays this right for the tip off.
Yeah.
They blur that thing.
Yeah.
They play quite a few interesting ones.
Yeah, Walpock's the guy does
their
a good
sound
job.
System's killer.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And whoever picks out their songs, I think that's the first place we heard Seven Nation Army and a couple of other ones that anybody ever played in the gym.
So I just sent Coach Melton a thank you. You know, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
He says, go Steelers.
Ooh. I used to like him,
well,
too.
Well, I guess we need a new basketball coach.
Now we got another basketball coach.
I don't get how we got Steeler fans.
We got your own volleyball. Wait, was there a volleyball coach? Or no, our band director.
Band director's got to go.
Your son-in-law. Yeah, we got your name.
Yeah, fire them all. Ban them from the family.
Killing me.
Whatever.
You cannot be a Steelers fan, although they are good.
They're pretty good.
Their game was canceled Thursday night and moved back to Sunday. Now I just got breaking news. Ohio State's game with Illinois on Saturday is in jeopardy.
Ooh.
Buckeyes got some COVID.
Ooh. No Saturday without the Bucks. That's a bummer.
This COVID sucks.
It does suck.
We got to get the vaccine. You taking it?
Oh, yeah. I'll take whichever one that Cup Pharmacy decides is probably the best.
The one to go?
I don't know if they'll go with the first one to get there or
I probably won't.
See if anybody dies. Probably won't be in the first wave of people anyway.
You're a healthcare. You'll be early.
Well, and I'm old. And I'm diabetic. So I got two things.
You better get it now.
We better go back in that closet and wake you up in February.
My thoughts are if the CDC and they think that's okay. Now, somebody did bring something up that I haven't heard anything about except this one person's question. What are the side effects?
Exactly.
We don't know.
Somebody said you can't dance.
No dancing?
No dancing. That ain't no good.
Oh, that ain't good.
You lose your dancing moves.
Oh, that's terrible.
Maybe it'll help me. Because
I tell you what, I've been really working on my dance moves.
Spinning.
Where? Not spinning, huh?
Where?
It's the house. In the garage. Yes,
we're ready.
In the garage.
We're ready for the party when we can get rid of COVID.
When we get rid of COVID, it is going to be an unbelievable party. There's light at the end of the tunnel, Neil.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of the, there's three that are really promising and pretty close. And at least one of them is going to be pretty good, if not all of them. And it's going to be months before before they can make enough for everybody in the world. But it's going to be gone by baseball season. So baseball's going to be good.
You feel good about March and April? We're good.
That's big.
Yeah.
That'd be big.
Yeah. I know. I don't know about, the winter sports. I talked to somebody at Arcanum. I can't remember who it was. Might have been their athletic director. No, I was at the field house. It was somebody there. Might have been their announcer. Anyway, I was talking to somebody, and they said, "Well, I'm hoping we get to play 15 games."
Yeah,
that's kind of what Brent said last week. 22-game
schedule.
Yeah, he said, "If we get 18 games, then I'll be shocked."
Yeah,
the girls are on fire.
They're doing a great job.
Yep. They got three.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Come right out of the gate.
Yeah. You know, to me, it'd be easier to keep the girls and boys playing because you only got 10 kids.
Yeah.
Where the football, they had 50.
Yeah. So, I never did ask them. So, do they take their temperature before practice every day or before games? Or do they actually test them?
I'm not sure. I know I heard Channel 7 or somewhere that several schools, the players take their temperatures before they're allowed to go to the locker room to get dressed to
you'd practice. Think that'd be a pretty easy, quick thing to do.
Yeah, it's a little, if you get a really good one, it's $50 gun, but you can buy one for $15.
Yeah, but temperature is not the thing now. That's correct. What they're saying. They're saying the temperature.
No, they know better.
Yeah, that's why.
So you don't know that's...
If you have a temperature, it is a problem. If you don't, if it doesn't register above 100, supposed to be the threshold, that doesn't mean you don't have it.
Yeah.
If you are over 100, even if it's not the coronavirus, you probably shouldn't be around other people. Yeah.
If you're over 100, you shouldn't be playing high school basketball.
Right.
100
degrees.
Oh, I'm 100 year old.
Ah, oh, damn.
You don't cut them in half and count the rings.
I'd pay double to go watch that.
Yeah, no kidding. We got...
It'd be a slower game, probably.
Yeah, a little slower.
Yeah, the whole thing is crazy. I mean, it's just, we just got to keep battling. We're almost there, folks. And you know, this started, March? Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
And so we're in November, so we are how far into this damn thing?
Damn near a year.
Yeah.
It's 8 months, or 9, depending on how you count it. But,
yep.
But, I was, I was standing in line to go watch Parkway playing at Bowling Green, I guess. I think that was Tiffin Calvert
That's
played.
That's where they shut her down. Yeah.
And so the game before that went into overtime, so I think that was the very last game that was played. But while I was standing in line, I got an email from Tim Streed, who said only parents at the next game. And then, of course, by... That was Tuesday. By Thursday morning, nobody was allowed to go, and then they shut it down on Friday, I think, or so. I don't know, but it was terrible for the park.
So you basically got to kind of just trust the kids.
Yep, that's
if
right.
If you feel bad, stay home.
Stay the hell home, and I think that's what everybody preaches now, is if you ain't feeling good, stay home.
And it's kind of what Brent said about coaching, too. It's not going to take away your playing time, if you're sick. Just don't do it.
And like I think it was Brent that said last week that, the mantra used to be, tough it up. Yeah. Tough it out and just get in, just play through it. Well, that is not how we're doing this.
No. When you look at the MAC this year, and you know, if you Yeah, I would think Fort Recovery is as good as anybody. I think Marion Local, you know, is going to be good. I think that I like New Bremen. Parkway has.
Yeah, they lost a shooter or two, but they're. Yeah.
They got the Hughes kid, who's probably the preseason player of the year.
Be pretty darn good. Yeah.
You know, and you look at them, you know, I'm sure Versailles is expecting another big season.
Yeah. And New Knoxville has Carson Beanline, who was a great player. He battled when we played them over there. He battled with Brian Benn and actually pushed him around a little bit. He's just a really good player.
It's going to be a great season. Yeah, be a great year. You know, I think that
it's going to be a lot of cancellations, I'm sure. I mean, it's going to happen, you know, and hopefully that we can pick up some games here and there. And
I'm sure that's
what Brent's going to have to do. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
I said, if we can get 18 games, that'd be awesome.
I think so. That'd be awesome.
We don't want to have a situation like Jay County's in right now where you have to reschedule five games or four games or whatever it was, because everybody has their schedule made out. You know, you got to play on Sunday afternoons.
The only thing is that everybody's probably going to go through this. So so you just got to be ready to, if somebody calls and you're healthy, we're play. Let's go.
And it may be that there are going to be some MAC games that just won't get played, especially if that happens late. You know,
very possible.
You're running out of time between then and the tournament.
Like Coach said, you know, we were looking at, if we didn't pick up that game, it was going to be an hour drive. We may have to make an hour drive. And I think nobody cares.
We go to Delphus, and that's an hour drive.
Right, nobody cares anyhow.
That's Crestview. Those are, you know, around an hour.
Yeah.
You know, so that's not like the worst thing in the world. And for some reason, we drive right through Spencerville and never play them, and they have decent teams from time to time.
We used to play Spencerville.
Yeah. Yep, so
we're at St. Henry again. I just got that text.
Oh, yeah?
And we play there every year.
Yeah.
Damn St. Henry, every St. Fort Recovery at St. Henry. Does Digger make schedule out?
Digger,
if you're out there listening, I talked to you today.
He
got his haircut today, too.
Did he?
That guy gets a haircut. He got 9 hairs.
Don't take too long
on
that.
But it costs more. According to my barber, it costs more because he has to hunt them.
That's exactly right. Never thought about it that way. It's going to be, the MAC is going to be solid. We're going to be solid.
Yeah.
And you know, we just got to stay healthy. And that's going to be fun when Friday night at St. Mary's.
Man, a couple of athletic teams there.
Yeah.
Like Coach said, big, strong. They're going to get after it. And, you know, it's going to take a big man push Benny around, too.
Yeah.
That big 6'10 kid last year, I remember he was kind of clumsy. And you can tell he's one of them kids that the more he gets matured,
I forgot about that Steger kid. He was really good.
Yes.
I absolutely forgot about that kid.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that, you know, they got a great coach, Aaron Hagee. And it's going to be a great opener. And you know, I'm fired up. And I got
fun.
You got your ticket?
I think I am.
All right. I like it.
We're in.
You going?
Nah.
Who's doing the boys' games?
Well, we're going to be simulcasting the first several, so Rob Weaver. I still don't have anybody cemented to announce the boys' games.
Really?
Yes.
I can do
road games.
If he can do a ways. I'm not sure exactly how many we have. I'd have to look and see here. But
I'd get Calvary or Bill in the game, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, that's...
neither one of them. They both suck at announcing.
I was talking to Don Wertkamp. He said... how many people do you need to run that? can you handle 8 or 10?
We got a camera crew that is about, 34 deep?
In football?
Yeah. Football guys, they're about 30 guys down there.
Zone, that's right.
One guy to do it and 29 to look at him.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job.
Well, we just take it day by day is all we can do.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. We got the head coach of the ladies, Holly Gann, going to call up here in a little bit, and we're going to pick her brain. Let's take a break, pay some bills. We'll have Holly give us a buzz. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
it's time to eat and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch, 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library from Monday, December 7th through Saturday, December 30th during normal library hours. Families, local organizations, businesses, and individuals are invited to participate in this very popular event by entering a decorated tree or wreath for the display. The tree can be 3 to 7 feet tall and can have a theme or even honor a loved one. Your setup time can be any time next week. Please stop by the library or call them at 375-2869 for more information about participating in this year's Fort Festival of Trees.
What's this guy? Pitbull?
Pitbull.
Return to the Mac.
No.
What it is, what it
nope.
Not
Macklemore.
Oh, yeah.
Macklemore. Sounds like
Pitbull. Oh, yeah, I knew that.
No, he had no idea.
You're exactly right.
Macklemore also sang that song with the thrift shop.
Yes. Yeah. It also
features good memory.
Ryan Lewis as well.
It also features Holly Gann, head coach of your Lady
yes.
Indians. Hi, Holly.
Yay!
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you guys tonight?
Good. Congratulations last night, Coach. Big win.
Thanks. Yeah, that was a good one.
Sure was. Happy Thanksgiving to the Gann family.
Yep,
Gann clan.
We are
Gann clan.
Just hanging out today.
How about your daughter?
Boy.
Huh?
Well, it was probably a good thing I was really busy because I'm pretty sure she ran around the gym probably 20 times.
I gave her $1 for a tooth falling out. You thought I gave her $10,000.
Bobby. Bobby gave me $1.
I can hear as I'm walking out. I'm walking out and I'm by the back doors. The doors are good. And I can hear her in the gym yelling for Bobby! Gosh, I love that kid.
She doesn't forget anybody.
Holly, we got three,
or anything.
Yeah, we got three games under our belt, Coach, and we opened up at Arcanum and throw together. We took a place of a team who had some issues, and we opened up against an Arcanum team that is really a good ball club. And although we didn't get the win, I thought
ultra.
I walked out of there, and I know I talked to Fee, and I thought we played pretty well in that game, and actually, it's just kind of carried over because I thought we played well against Vince Frank Monroe, and then last night against Versailles, you know, it just kept getting better and better.
Yeah, I mean, we knew when we talked last week, we knew Arcana had, you know, some players to look out for, and to be fair, Coach Hubs and Coach Baum, Susan Miller and I, we scouted him, of course, and we didn't think he goes there, was going to be back, and she's there. So that just kind of changes a little bit of things, but at the end of the day, you know, we played them 5 times, and it's going to be good games every single time. I mean, they start out with a rough schedule themselves. They just play Star Village, I got Rushi right after that, you know. So it's always interesting to kind of see the scores flying around to see what teams do with each other. So, you know, I walked out of there very happy the next day.
That was a good start, sorry, really. Libby, I mean, that, like you said,
Libby just wants pineapple.
Oh, she wants your apple.
Mom, just one thing, real quick. Can I get some pineapple? Yeah, go, Libby. Just eat the whole bowl.
That's
just
a good one. You can have that.
Oh yeah.
Well, and you know, and here's the thing about Arcanum in that game. That was the first time I had everybody on the court together. So we were fighting some injuries there. Paige rolled her ankle, so we kind of been just sitting with her, and she hasn't been. We've been just limiting her on what she's been doing. So we just got Grace back last night. So I think it just helps us be more resilient in those situations. I walked away seeing lots of great things. I think the biggest thing that's always a good takeaway is that we showed up and we played. You know, if we would have made some of our shots, man, we had so many opportunities. So yeah. It's not like we're not getting the good looks. We just need to work on finishing.
Sure.
And that is something early last year we struggled with too. So I walked away with Arcanum looking at that group of girls and just saying, man, like we're starting out pretty well. Like this is going to be great building here because look at how much where we're already starting. Last year, I felt like, you know, we moved pretty slow because I wanted to make sure we hit all the little things. And I wanted to make sure we went through everything. And we taught it the way, you know, we wanted to do it and not missing anything. Where now I feel like we started out, we retained some of that. Got a year of me, so I just feel like that's different. And we started out, and you're seeing some of those foundational, internal, uncoachable desires that I like about this group of girls that continue to do that for me unconditionally.
Well, I thought Holly, is you know, I kind of told Bob, and the offense might come and go for you a little bit, but your defense looks so good. And last night it seemed to me like that the Versailles girls, they just didn't have the girl that could handle the ball. Everybody was a little weak. And if you're a little weak against your team, they're going to have some troubles.
You know, and that is the thing we've been focused. Like, we have three offensive actual plays this year. Mm-hmm. Last year we ran four open all season without ever having anything. So we've really thought that this year would be a year we need some plays. So we've spent lots and lots of time learning those types of things, talking about the cuts, how to set screens, the pick and roll action you're seeing on the right side there with Wit and Hope and Allie and Key. So like just working on the fine tuning of one piece of each one of those parts of that offense, that takes lots of time. And so the defensive end of things is probably getting a little less, but we worked on it a lot last year. So I'm just putting, again, we're doing enough to kind of maintain and move on. And this week, what we've had, what limited practices we do get with the junior high games moving and schedule changes, whatever, we're pretty flexible. We've talked a lot about just being more on the ball pressure in the lane. We did our scouting stuff a little different, and I truly do feel that the girls are responding. Like there is nothing that I am doing that's making that become magical. It's those guys just wanting it.
You got to work hard.
They just want it. Yeah. You know, they're working hard. Like I can't even ask for. I mean, there's pockets of our defense and Verzales, and granted, they couldn't handle the ball, but that was flashbacks a little bit for Meester because it's like, yeah, we were locking down tight on some of those girls.
Yeah,
you know, and it wasn't just one or two of us. It was like they didn't know where to go with the ball. They couldn't run an offense the whole first half because we took every wing pass away to get it going. And that's the kind of stuff, like I told him, that we've got to continue to work hard on because we don't play Marion. We don't play the big teams until the end of the season.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of time to be able to do it right.
Christmas music.
What happened, Chuck?
Chuck hit the button.
Chuck went nuts on us, Holly.
Chuck fell asleep and hit the P button on the keyboard.
Sorry, I'm for the Holly. When you look at your team here, and you know, we have a lot of parts on that team, but the number one part is your point guard, Kiki, and when she is quite the player, defensively and offensively. And she just makes so many things happen. And when you look at this ball club, and you know, Allie Vaughn is a great scorer, but they're athletes. We have athletes. That Whitley Rammel,
that's unbelievable.
She is, for being a you know.
I mean, she was borderline not going to play last year.
Yeah.
And you kind of talked her into playing and keeping her there. And, boy, she's working at it. She's getting better.
You know, everybody, again, we are a team. Like, that is the thing. You can look around the league, and I just heard you guys do it. Well, these guys got this player and this player and this player. Mm-hmm. We've got them, right? But they're still going to be scared of the team, our team. Everybody brings something to the table, and that's going to be really hard to defend. I thought last year we had some of the same dynamics, which made us very dangerous, because when somebody, you know, maybe not be having the best game, just like if you would have said yesterday we're going to score 60 points and Kira is only going to have four, I would have been like, nope, there's no way. She's going to hit at least three of those pull-ups right in the middle.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. we focus on, like, Verzales, we can attack them. We knew that. And so I'm thinking, oh, Kira's going to have pull-up after pull-up. Nope. Nope. But that's what you, what they, people don't realize is exactly what you said. She does so much other stuff. She picks up the trash, overcompensates for if there's a gap or there's a hole. Defensively, goes and finds it, resets things up. Offensively, just always has that ability to make things look okay and calm the waters when, you know, they're pretty rough.
When I look when I look at this team and I see, first of all, the Pearson girl is freaking athletic.
Yeah.
Fast. Yeah.
Is she not the fastest person you've seen?
Yeah. The potential for that girl.
I would probably get to half court, and she's already. Actually, we might just have to try it next week. Hopefully, nobody's listening.
You stay on the side.
Don't
destroy you. So, no, her athleticism, you know, right now you're playing her two on the JV and keeping her for four on the varsity. And that's going to be an interesting thing, because that's one of the girls where she's got to play six quarters, because I don't know if I've ever seen a deer like that.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Now she's raw, don't get me wrong, her, but I don't know if we've had a player like that in quite some time. And the key is not to be able to, we don't want to rush her. But then again, when you have somebody like that.
She's got the physical size.
What
she's
a
got everything.
Freak of an athlete. I had no idea
that
girl was that athletic.
Yeah, and you can see a lot of it on the volleyball, but it's a whole different thing when you're standing there and moving 3 or 4 feet this way and 7 feet this way, when you're running up down the court and you know, when she gets the ball, look out.
She knows, I mean, she's going. She's got attack.
And she's not shy, and I love that.
No, man. I agree with
she
that.
She looked great.
Yeah, you got to be impressed with her, Holly.
Yeah, I am. I mean, if you keep, like, go straight down, all the way down.
Yep.
Mara is 100% learning and growing at a lot faster rate than most people her age. Mm-hmm. But I also think we're very focused on what she has to do for us. She doesn't have to come in and do it all. She needs to come in and defend. She needs to come in and rebound. And we're, you know, offensively, she already knows what she can do.
Yeah.
Right? So for her to be better, we talk, hey, you know, it's the defensive end that we just got to know positioning. That comes with just time. I mean, we have not, and I'm still, like, I love that we got in that tournament. That was the best thing that could have happened.
Yep.
And I was
scared.
Good start. Oh, man, was I scared. It was, but you know what? Look at the progression we made over such a short period of time from just being able to go and play. Mm-hmm. And so with Mara, more time on that court, more playing in more situations, more practice, going through the small stuff, she's going to grow and she's going to get better. And her athleticism, obviously, is the reason why she's playing six.
Well, you,
in fact, I just, when I pulled my stats, I was like, oh, we got to get her more minutes because she didn't get enough.
Yeah,
like,
the more the better.
More content. Yep.
More the better. You know, you kind of preach, you've been preaching team, and, you know, I kind of watched the girls last night, you know, and the little Wendell girl, Callie, I think, came in, and, I mean, she's just got a shooter's mentality, because she cranks that thing, and the girls were just cheering her when she was making shots, and I just got a kick out of that. You know, you could just tell each time a girl would score that hadn't scored, you know, the other girls would get all fired up, and that's a great thing. You got a good bonding going there, and those kids will work hard, you know, and work hard for you, I think, because they like you.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, I don't think they like me every day, but I like
well, you shouldn't.
They still like me. I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but I mean, yes, we. I think our culture of success, like, it's going to be a culture of success because, I mean, that's what it is. That's what we're going to try to become, and that takes time. But the culture of personal and professional, like, as far as people in the real world, is what I try to make there. Hey, as a person, you know what, we can see differently, but our goal here in basketball is that we all want to win, right?
Sure.
So you might not like what you're hearing, and I know it's going to be hard, but for us to be good, this is what we have to do. So, you know, it's like, hey, I think you're a great person, but you know what, my job right now is to be your coach. So get on the line. Like, we got to do this better.
Get on the line. Get it done. Let's go. It's time to run.
Like, 54% free throws. We're three games in. 54% free throws and 55 fouls.
Gotta be better than that, doesn't it?
Three games.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, next Thursday, we go to New Bremen. New Bremen is going to be really good. That's a great opener. I guess it'd be game two for us. And,
yeah.
And you know what? I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I mean, New Bremen again. Like, they have a culture of success. That culture is there. I mean, it's in the town. Obviously, they're coming off of great, successful fall season, and nothing is going to be easy ever. I mean, it's just not the schedule.
Not in the MAC.
And nor is it the schedule I want. Like, it's not. It's not the schedule I want. Those back to back games were tough, but it's. Still, I'm telling you, when Coach Vaughn told that, I was like, I'm pretty sure. I don't know about that. And he's like, yeah, I think it'd be good. And he's right. He's 100% right. And so I'm okay with being really scared and nervous most of the day to be able to just go play.
Yeah, I agree with you, kid. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time on
thanks for calling in.
The pre-Thanksgiving night here. And it's always a pleasure talking to you, kid. And we love you. Keep it up.
Keep working hard.
And go Indians.
See you guys. Have a good night.
See you, babe.
Bye. See ya.
We are going to take a break. It is 9 o'clock, a fast hour. Coach Melton, Coach Gann. And now we're going to talk a little Thanksgiving, Neil. You're going to tell us what you're thankful for this year.
I'm thankful that I'm still alive.
Bingo.
Hallelujah.
And I'm allowed to go to the basketball games.
Ooh, that's right.
Yeah.
Bragger.
That's right.
Yeah.
Chuck, are you going to take us to the break?
Break time.
Yeah. Sports Street Market.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Street Market has some great deals to help you save money now through December 3rd. In their meat department, T-bone steaks are just $5.99 a pound. Ribeyes are only $6.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast is $2.99 a pound. And 80% lean ground chuck is also $2.99 a pound, loose or patties. And they have 50-pound bags of potatoes for $18.99. And while you're there, be sure to pick up one of their famous cheese balls. And their party trays are always a big hit. Meat and cheese, fruit, vegetables, cookies and candy, sandwiches and more. Just be sure to order at least 48 hours ahead of time. Shop local and save money at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Wow, there's
still a select number of raffle tickets remaining to purchase for the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle. The raffle will occur August 27th and 28th, 2021 in Fort Recovery and will feature 211 prizes valued at $650,000, including three vehicles, eight trips, 50 firearms, golf carts, ATVs, a camper, a boat, and other cash and prizes. Check out our website, wowraffle.com, or our Facebook page at Wow Raffle for the complete list of businesses that are selling tickets or purchase directly through our website. Don't miss out on the opportunity to win some awesome prizes at the 2021 Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
You got a song?
Rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Keep them doggies rolling.
That's it. That's
yeah! That was the end of it.
That was the last minute song change there, Bub.
That was a quick one.
Hey, Bub.
You did good, though.
Yeah, that was really good.
Who sang Rawhide?
Don't know for sure.
No. Like Roger Daltrey or something?
No. Daltrey's the Who.
Frankie Lane.
Yep.
That's Frankie right. Lane.
Frankie Lane was...
Not Roger Daltrey. Who am I thinking of?
That's 007.
No. Roger Daltrey is the lead singer of The Who.
Who is Roger something?
Who?
Daltrey
yeah,
was who?
Yeah.
007, wasn't it?
No, Roger...
Moore.
Roger Moore?
Demi Moore.
Ooh, man.
Ooh, Demi.
Yeah, she wasn't singing that.
I'm thankful of that.
Demi Moore.
Keep them doggies rolling.
Is this better?
Rolling, rawhide.
Frankie Lane?
Yes.
Waiting for the end of the line.
You know, if you think back of some of the older songs, yep. I mean, like one of my favorite songs, and every time I just get fired up, is Boozoy sings it.
Oh, 16 tons?
16 tons, Ernie Ford.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Tons. We used to sing
that. Bad boy? Huh?
We were talking about Toby's days.
Ernie Ford.
We used to sing that up there,
Ernie
too.
Ford. Yeah, Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Tennessee.
Just type in 16 and it'll come up.
I got it.
It's in there somewhere.
I got it. I know how this works.
Oh, here we go.
There it is.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You know, 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Next one, I think it's Lion.
I was born one morning, it was drizzling,
the sun didn't shine.
I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the store boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and
Chuck's drinking wine.
St. Peter, by the gallon. Don't you call me dogs, I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning and it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in a canebrake by an old mama line. Ain't no a high tone woman make me toe the line. It owns 16 tons. What do you get?
One more verse.
Another day older and deeper in debt.
Saint I love
Peter,
the end of the song.
Don't you call me, cause I can go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you tell me, cause I can't go.
See, now that you don't have
that song makes me cry.
That's good stuff.
No, you don't.
They don't make songs like that anymore.
No. Nope.
How can't they? Let's write one.
Let's play the old ones. play the great old ones. We don't need to write anything new.
Brent texted me last night at Scores Table. Larry's loving your music. I went into the old. I kind of went old.
The 50s.
Oh, yeah. He was like, yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yep.
I think Larry Brown's a music guy.
Larry's got to come up. He's got to come up on Saturday afternoons. That's when you always play the old
stuff.
Yeah,
I know. When the only people there is a 90.
And, yeah, they all come up. Yeah.
Greatest music I've ever heard. How are you playing all that new music from the 50s?
What's happening?
Don't worry
about it.
Pager.
Uh-oh, he's got to go fight fire.
Is that a fire?
Nope. That was nothing.
We're good.
Oh, hell.
Glenn Campbell.
This ain't Glenn Campbell.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I've been walking these streets alone.
I'm thankful for singing Tennessee Ernie Ford and Glenn Campbell.
Do the best.
Hey, no.
Wichita lineman is a lot better.
You like? I mean, I like Rhinestone Cowboy.
No, it's okay. It's my least favorite of his hits, but I like the old
Daydream Believer.
No, no,
that's Monkees.
Didn't Glenn Campbell sing or write the song Elvis sang, "The Wonder of You"?
Ooh, maybe
he might have wrote it.
He's written a lot of songs that he did.
You got "The Wonder of You." You play "Wonder You" and we're singing the crap out of that one, baby.
I only know some of it.
Oh, really?
I like the really, really old Elvis stuff before he went to the
Army. You
got
"Wonder You" from Elvis?
Is that from the 70s?
No.
That could be.
Yeah, probably.
Does it sound like this?
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, folks, if you're out there listening right now,
we're warming up for the Christmas show.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Can we sing 16 times for the Christmas show?
Well, when like no one else could understand me. When everything I do is wrong. You give me hope and consolation.
They got medicine for you constipation.
They do?
Constipation.
And you're always there to lay.
Song always makes me cry.
I like when they do the ho-ho.
Yeah.
When the smile of the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is with a fortune. Your ever feel is everything.
I guess I'll
never know.
Over there.
I can't do that.
Yeah, you could have. You would have bared down. You got to creep it down, and you got to go get that oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
You got any more left?
Thank you very much.
Hey, there you go, King. Good job over there, buddy.
We'll see you later.
I like that. That's just a good, that's a happy song. Yeah, the only one person listening right now, and that is Ivan Coffin.
Ivan,
I guarantee Ivan's listening.
Yep. Sounding good, boys. Yeah.
There he was right before.
Wait a minute.
We did go down to one.
Uh-oh.
We lost Ivan.
Uh-oh.
Ivan fell asleep.
Coach Bargy, do not quit your day job, boys. You're ruining every great song.
Well,
that's the nicest thing anybody's ever said about our singing.
Good. Oh, smart Alec.
Let's ruin some more.
Ruin another one? Hey, I don't care.
Oh. The Gambler.
On a warm summer's evening.
on the train bound from nowhere. Met up with a gambler.
Yep.
We were both
too. We need to have the chick to find time to leave me, Lucille. That's a single.
Ivan on?
Yep.
See, I knew Ivan would be a.
He's already one listener.
He's the only one we got.
Well,
we got
him.
Coach Bargy.
Yeah, we had him.
Chuck may have been lying about the one listener.
Well, Chuck's a liar. Kenny Rogers. He sings. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Rogers.
Baby, don't take your love to town.
Yeah. My favorite Kenny Rogers song is Lady.
Oh, that's a good song.
I sang it to my wife a lot.
Yeah. And she's still with you?
Hello, boys. How was you seeing on that? He plays. What other ones have we got? We got. Oh, yeah.
That's the hot tub song.
Yeah. No, that's a Jeff Vaughn playing his saxophone on the back patio. Yeah. How about any other oldies that we just kind of.
We got to get.
There's thousands of them.
I know. I agree with you.
If Big P was still around, we could do Spinning Wheel.
Spinning Wheel.
That was his favorite.
Spinning Wheel.
That's good. He was good at it. He was really good at it.
Yeah, he did it at a bar in Cincinnati one time, and he had the whole place going nuts. I mean, he was really good at it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If we had Pudman here, we could do Mustang Sally. But
how about this here little spinning wheel? I don't know if I know the words, but
this is spinning. We were just listening to Big John.
Big John.
Uncle Bill McGee. Played at his funeral.
They did?
Yeah. That's all of a sudden, everything's real quiet. Everybody's crying. All of a sudden, this song comes over the loudspeaker.
Big Bad John.
That was his favorite song.
Yep.
He was awesome.
That's a good song.
Uncle Bill was awesome.
Uncle Bill threw the ball, the bowling ball, as hard as I've ever seen anybody throw a bowling ball.
Nobody threw the ball as hard as Uncle Bill.
Yeah, and I've seen some guys throw hard.
It was hydroplaning down
there.
He wouldn't land halfway down.
Yep, and it was scoot.
And one of the cool things he used to do.
Backup ball.
Well, no, he used to, what it would look like, he's flipping the bowling ball up and bounce it off his mouth like people do with a basketball. He's basically was rolling it up his arm and popping it, but it looked like he was throwing it up and popping like you do a basketball.
Yeah.
And he about every time he picked up the bowling ball, he just rolled it up there and pop it down to his hand.
Is that Ivan?
Yeah.
Layla.
Derek and the Dominoes.
We can do the guitar part.
Yeah, that'd be about it on that one. Although that's good, too.
That's good, too.
You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone.
A lot of people don't like trumpets and brass instruments in rock and roll.
Oh, I love that stuff.
I like this stuff.
Yeah, Big P liked these guys. He liked Steppenwolf.
Yep.
Trying to go with Magic Carpenter, right?
Yep, yeah. That was a good one. Steppenwolf had a bunch of good ones.
Yeah. But Steppenwolf was Three Dog Night.
Three Dog Night. Yep. Good.
Yeah. Their hits, I either love or hate them.
Really?
There's about five of them I love and about five of them I hate.
How can you hate any Three Dog Night? Alice Cooper? You like Cooper?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say there's any of his songs I love, but I like Alice
Smoking Cooper. Smoking in the Boys'
Room? That's Brownsville
Alice?
Station.
Well, no, Alice Cooper. Say it before out Brownsville Station.
Brownsville Station wrote it.
Oh, okay. So they were before Alice Cooper.
Well, Alice sang it.
Yeah, but Alice Cooper wasn't the one that had the hit with it.
Well, the hell he didn't. I mean, Brownsville Station had the original great.
Yeah, yeah. But Alice Cooper did not do the cover of Smoking in the Boys' Room. And right off the top of my head, I can't come up with who it is. But
Brownsville Station was. Brother Bill always listened to Brownsville Station.
Brownsville Station.
Mm-hmm. I hate Jeremiah West Bullfrog.
I do too.
I absolutely
hate it.
Joey Dunn liked Bullfrog.
Was a good friend of mine.
I mean, it's a.
I don't like it.
What? Ivan says to a little Chicago at him.
Ooh, another
Chicago.
Another instrumental.
Give me some Chicago songs.
Find old Chicago before Terry Kath died.
Hold on a second.
He was the great 25 or 6 to 4. Does anybody know what time it is?
Anybody know what time it is?
Color My World.
Saturday in the Park.
I don't like Saturday in the Park. Terry Kath died. He was a great guitar player. The stuff with the great Terry Kath guitar.
That's Steppenwolf.
Yeah. I like baby.
It's got a long intro on it.
Yeah, it's good though. How about Chicago? What do you got in Chicago?
I like good
25 or 64 is good. Mm-hmm. I'm a Man is a good one, but wasn't a big hit for him, but it's one of my favorites.
What was the first one? What would you say? I like 25 or 64.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Chicago, 25 or 64, Old Days.
Yep. 25 or 64, I would like.
If You Leave Me Now.
Oh, that's a
new one. That's too new.
Saturday in the Park.
I'm a fan of that. What else? But don't play that one. Too new. Hates it.
You don't like it.
I got Layla, Derek and the Dominoes, Chicago, 25 or 64.
Well, 25 to 64 is a great upbeat song. Play that, dog. I mean, I might get me dancing.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Wait, Timmy dancing or just dancing?
Bob dancing.
Get me dancing is what he said. He didn't say get Timmy dancing. But
we know it's a good song when Timmy starts dancing.
Timmy will dance.
You got it?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
That's the great guitar, Terry Kath. Should have stayed away from drugs.
Drugs got him.
Yep, it happens.
Somebody's
should
got
have
some,
been a cowboy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Should have been a cowboy. Must have sent you one to me. How do you like me now?
Yeah, that's
I think I got getting the same like ones
from Toby Keith.
Yeah. I don't have no idea. Those are
but those aren't plus. Weren't we an ABC station, anything but country?
ABCD.
We don't like country. Nothing.
Anything but country and disco.
I can listen to country.
I like old country.
Yeah, old country. How about let's do some old country?
I like old country.
You talking like Hank Sr.?
Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean.
Or the late, great.
Ray Price.
Ray Price.
Oh, don't you. Ray Price.
That's a big
I think Ray Price fan. Is He'll Have to Go. Is that Ray Price or is that one of those other cool old guys? He'll Have to Go. See if that's anywhere.
Oh, that.
I don't think I have it on the computer.
I'll probably cry.
That's Jim Reese.
YouTube.
No, it ain't. He'll Have to Go.
Yeah, you might be right.
No.
Yep. Yeah, it's one of those two, and they're both awesome.
Tell your friend he'll have to go.
For the good times.
That's it. That's the one Porcy always cried out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Here we go.
That's a good one.
I'm crying already.
This is a crier.
Turn that up a little bit, bro.
I'm not sure I know the words.
Don't look so sad.
Think about how many got girls this dude made love to singing this song.
As much as Hank Williams Sr. Keep on
turning. Just turn it up and just let us soak in, folks.
Soak in.
It don't get no better. Let's just be
kind. We had some times to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges.
Everybody now. Everybody knows it.
Lay your head on my pillow. Hold your warm and time.
This would be a great song without the violins, but the violins really set the mood.
That's good stuff.
That is really good.
How about the Ray Price? What we got in Ray?
I'll get along.
I think that's...
this is Ray Price.
This is Ray.
For the good times.
No, I'm not thinking Ray Price.
How about Jimmy Reese?
No.
Great Jim
Reese. No, I'm missing one.
What was the other song? What'd you just say?
Sorry, I'm a bottle of wine in.
He'll have to go.
We could be here in 2 to say no. He'll have to guess my mom's song. My mom's favorite song.
Jimmy Reeves.
Jimmy Reeves.
Is that who we're talking about? Okay.
I think he's...
This is Fee. This is Fee's dad.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone.
This song came to me while I was digging all those flowers in front of my house. Spent 2 hours with this rolling through my head. It was awesome.
I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he calling you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I got to go. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go?
Jimmy Reeves. Oh, man, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yep.
Jimmy. Jimmy died in an airplaner. How about some George Jones? Give me some George Jones.
Oh, we love George.
Oh, he stopped loving her today.
Neil, shut up.
Now you make shut me up. Cry.
That'll make me cry.
Now you're going to make me cry.
George Jones.
Yeah.
George.
The Bossum. The Bossum.
Get the Bossum out.
Oh, folks, is anybody listening right now? We know we got Ivan hooked. Yeah. He's in the shop. Ivan's out in the garage right now.
We're not really sure if we care if anybody's listening. They're going to listen in the archives, and they're going to think that we've already gone crazy.
Completely off the rails.
We're off the rails.
What's happening? Don't tell me you don't have the Bossum.
The Bossum.
Ooh, just checking to see if our one listener was still there.
Oh,
Ivan's there.
Ivan, we love you, brother.
He's hanging
George
in.
Jones, the possum?
No, yeah. Does he stop loving her today?
Oh, Jesus.
The possum's his nickname.
That's his nickname.
I don't need your rocking chair.
Till I die.
Oh, Jesus. He'll hold me, Neil. Get over here and give me a hug.
We're holding hands at the radio station right now.
Oh, yeah.
Sing it, Joe.
Wonder why he stopped loving her today.
I don't know. I don't know.
Slow by.
Yesterday, the week before.
The reason he stopped loving her today is he's dead.
He's still praying.
He's dead.
This is his funeral.
He's dead. He's at the funeral.
That's why he stopped loving her today.
Picture on the wall. Went half crazy now and then. But he still loved her through it all.
You have a great country voice.
Oh, she'll come back again.
Max and I used to sing this in St. Louis. Kept
letters by his bed.
Yep, had to be two, so because it rhymes with I.
Every single I love you.
Here comes, folks. Get ready. Join in.
I went to see him just stay. All I did see no tears.
Dressed up to go away.
All dressed up to go away.
Oh, Bob.
First time I seen him smiling years.
Everybody now.
There we go.
He stopped loving her today.
Go on, Chuck.
It plays
know, if she came to see him one last time.
Oh,
and we all wondered if she
would.
And it kept running through my mind.
This time, he's over her for good.
He's not loving her today.
I mean, I don't know what that's you guys think, but that's an Emmy-winning song by Fort Recovery Radio.
Yeah, yes. Well, we know what some people think.
Take that one, Jerry Bargee. Yeah, Jerry Bargee.
Jerry Bargee.
Eat that, Bargee.
Well, if he's still listening, he was singing along worse than
you. Oh, shit. He ain't kidding. He was singing.
He sang along worse than we were, so.
Forever and ever, amen.
Don't.
Little Randy.
Hey. Ooh, Hank Sr.
That's Hank Sr.
Yeah.
Joe, you gotta go,
you
my
own. It's starting to sound like
every one of the old Hank Williams songs is just awesome.
The sweetest one, you my own.
Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Jumbo line, tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shadow Rio. Pick his guitar, fill fruit jar, and be
down.
I did a little bit.
Why?
Hold on.
Son of a gun, don't have big fun on the bio.
I got another one.
Take her away, Pete. That guy can play the fiddle. Forever, never, amen. Randy Travis.
Ooh, here's a really good one.
We got Rocky Top.
I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Oh, that's good.
That's a nice, beautiful
Randy
slow
Travis
song.
First. Forever, never, amen.
Yep, then come back to I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry by Hank Sr.
Oh, man.
I don't know
how many listeners we got right now? Let's get them all pizza.
We still got our one.
We got one.
Bill back and I.
We got three people texting this.
But Ivan's got 75 people down there in his
show. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
We got 76 listeners.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free.
Somebody here in Fort Recovery that used to sing
Bill
this character. No, wasn't Bill. It was
Bill Kanapke was phenomenal.
Who?
Kanapke. Wasn't Bill one always did
Bob Kanapke.
Bob. Yep. That's it.
Yeah, he sounded just like this.
Yeah, he did. Yep. He had that
exactly.
Twang.
I couldn't think of who it was, but
he had the women throwing their brawls at him at Kanoy's a couple times.
Yep.
You gonna turn her up or not?
Oh, what? You guys were talking.
Well, he can't worry about us.
How about Elvira? What's that? Oakridge Boys?
That's all right.
Yeah, but it's the same song. Did you know that the same guy wrote Elvira and Alley Oop, and it's exactly the same song with different words?
No, really?
Alley Oop by the Hollywood Argyles from the 50s. Alley Oop, Oop.
Elvira's got the same beat.
It's the same guy wrote it. It's the same music.
Elvira. Really?
Yeah, if you listen to them together, you can sing one to the other one. Nice. Same song.
It's like listening to them backwards.
Yeah. It's exactly like that, only different.
Remember how you say you can listen to like Beatles albums backwards?
Yeah. Turn me on, Dead Man. If you want it to say that, it does say that. You wouldn't really think that if you heard it. Once somebody says it, that's what it says, then you could do that. You guys aren't singing this one. I don't know.
I can't hear it. Turn the music down.
Turn it down.
Deaf.
What?
Huh? I am deaf.
Huh? Why don't we go to... You want to do I'm So Lonesome Cry? Or do we want to keep up beat a little bit?
We got him crying. We might as well just kill him. There's only Ivan. Ivan's crying. He can't get any worse.
Ivan's throwing wrenches at
him. Yeah.
Keep printing out pictures in your face and keep throwing them.
I would say he might have done that.
I want to take play in this loop.
Ah, that's not it. Did you ever hear?
What's that?
Hold on,
dead air.
Hold on. No. Mm-hmm.
Chuck's drunk back there. He has no idea what he's doing. Aldi's wine.
Sorry. Aldi's wine's taking $2.82 a gallon.
That's the cheapest third one I'll ever be.
How many ounces of wine are in that?
Not enough.
75.
Just a little short. He's about 100 short.
Oh, I saw a good one today. What is it? Let's see. What's it take for a bottle of wine? About a half hour.
What's it take for a bottle of wine?
And so I can't. That's not exactly what I was saying, but it's something like how much does it cost was what they were asking, but they didn't ask exactly that.
There we go. What song do you want?
Are you kidding me? What happened?
Which one? I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. Hank Williams Sr. Thought we were getting to that 12 minutes ago.
No.
He's hammered. He's got three screens back here. He can't see two of them.
I got four screens back here. I can still count. Five if you count myself.
Six if you count his laptop that's laying down there.
I'm not going to go there. This one?
Yep.
Okay.
Did you hear that
that's not where it starts. Sorry.
Will. He sounds too blue to fly. Time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry.
If we want to keep crying, we could do Your Cheating Heart.
I saw
if we want to pick it up, we could. That's a good one. Or Hey Good Looking.
Hey, good looking.
How about Cold Heart?
Yep, that's a great one.
What you got?
Everything.
Lonesome Town by Ricky Nelson.
Is Blueberry Hill Country?
No.
Or is that
not 50s? Technically. It's 50s. That's Domino.
I'm too young for this.
That's okay.
I'm too young for this.
Saw the light.
I wondered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came
preaching
like
that.
A stranger in the night.
Never heard of
praise the Lord, I saw the light.
We're preaching.
I saw the light.
Good looking on there.
Your Cheating Heart.
That's a good one. If you want to go back to sad,
that's Snyder. Who used to be
Dale?
No, the hardware guy.
Okay, what about it?
What was his name?
It was Leo.
Who? Leo Snyder. Hey, good looking. Every time I walk in, he always said, "How you doing? Good looking." Yeah,
because he didn't like most of us can't remember everybody's name.
Well. While we're at it, we got to play some Patsy Cline, too.
We have to.
Crazy. Have to play Crazy. That's Willie Nelson's song.
Make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep. But sleep
should make you all balled up inside.
That's what it's not the whole night through.
Play that Hank Williams song.
You're cheating hard.
Most of them might be sleeping.
We lost them all.
When tears come down, like falling rain.
I'm thankful for us. Still Hank.
And call your name.
Hank
Jr., is he alive or dead?
He's alive.
Yeah, he should be alive, yeah.
Yeah.
He's still around.
When did Hank Sr. die?
He died in a...
that was a wreck,
he died on his way to a thing in, like, Akron or something, Youngstown.
Wait.
On, like... 3 minutes after midnight on New Year's Eve, 1951 or two.
This wasn't with Buddy Holly. This is a whole different
correct
deal.
Yeah. No. I mean, this wasn't an accident. He just drank himself to death.
He died in a car wreck?
No. No, he just died in the back seat of a car. He was hammered. Strung out on drugs and booze.
Hank Sr.?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. He.
No wonder his boy's wild,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he lived a hard, hard life. But his, and every one of these songs, there was a PBS thing on him.
Woo.
Every one of these songs came from something in his life. And he, like, one of the great songs, I don't remember which one it is, he wrote in 5 minutes on an envelope in the back of a car. Something, somebody did something and he just wrote this down and he and his
Michael
wife
Hearns
are on it.
January 1st, 1953.
Okay.
Not bad.
We got 53. One listener. Earnhardt's listening.
Ah, all right.
Died in West Virginia.
Yep. Yep. Going from somewhere down south, going up to a place in who fall to pieces. That's good. Patsy Cline, Crazy's awesome. She has about 15 great songs.
Patsy Cline's unbelievable.
And she died in a plane crash.
Really?
Yeah, somewhere down south.
The country, they didn't have much luck with planes.
Well, back in those days, those were...
The propellers.
Those were probably about the same kind of planes as Jerry Kramer drives. But he didn't... Yeah,
no.
He didn't go more than 15 miles. No. he's smarter than they were.
Kramer still fly?
I haven't seen him for a while, but I'd say he still can. I don't know if he does.
He's got his lights up out. He sees airplane and runway.
No, it's
Christmas lights.
Here's, this was before anybody knew who Willie Nelson was. He wrote this song.
I knew Willie.
Gave it to Patsy.
Really?
Yep.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling.
This song is awesome.
So lonely.
You know who this absolutely reminds me of?
Who? I'm crazy.
He used to be a part of the Ambassadors.
Norby?
Nope.
Crazy.
Arnie
took care of the lunch stand.
Marianne.
Oh, Marianne.
Oh, yes. She was a huge Patsy Cline fan, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that. She was a huge Patsy Cline fan.
You hop in the car and it's on volume 11.
Whoa. She was a wonderful lady.
She was awesome. She was.
He straight shot at her right to heaven.
Yeah.
Yep.
No stops.
You leave me.
He didn't even make her walk the steps.
Nope.
Gave her an escalator.
She would just... I remember working at Jubilee when I chaired that Jubilee, how hard she worked.
Yeah.
I mean, up until...
Perfectionist. She was. Yes.
And everything was organized. Understand, everything was perfect.
All you had to do is get her the freezer.
Yep.
That's your only job, and leave her alone.
The freezer and the ice. You had to make sure that thing was stocked with ice. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, after that... Good to hear. She ran the perfect stand.
Yeah.
God love her.
I don't think, and there's some very confident people around. I don't think anybody could ever do what she did. She was unreal. She's awesome.
Norby was too. Norby was another one.
Yep.
He had all that stuff in his head.
Yep.
Because we all kept saying, somebody's going to get that out of his head. If he goes somewhere, he goes away, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Great.
So do we want to go
upbeat? So if you read Willie or the Hank Williams Sr., how he died, unbelievable. Ernie just sent to me. He drank from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Wait a minute. I think Bill's done this.
He drank chloral hydrate and alcohol he had drunk on his way to Montgomery, from Montgomery to Knoxville.
Ooh.
Unbelievable.
I think he pushed it
too
far. He also had...
So the
quarter grain of morphine.
Whoa!
Yeah, he was doing.
He wasn't feeling anything.
I think it was his. He probably killed his liver, and he was having pain or something. But he was having all kinds of. He was hooked on everything.
So, Alan, is it Alan Jackson sings Midnight in Montgomery? I think that's about.
Oh, I
Hank.
Love that show.
That's Hank.
I don't know.
Oh, this is a good song.
Oh.
This is back to the Possum.
Back
George
to the Possum.
Jones.
The Race is On?
Yes.
Race is On is going to hit the good one, too.
Now you might say that I was taking it hard.
It ain't the car I'm wanting. It's the woman in the car.
Is that what the song's about?
This one, yeah.
Is it?
I haven't listened to this one much, but I know.
Here comes the backstretch.
They call it like a horse race, but
yeah. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love stretched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like
heartache.
And the winner loses all.
There was a pop guy that wrote this. His last name was also Jones, and I can't think of what it was. I have to find that here.
I've never heard this one. What's this song?
Race is on.
Yeah. Probably heard it.
What about some old-time Brooks and Dunn? Boot, Scoot, and Boogie?
Nah.
No, too new?
I love Brooks and Dunn.
I like Neon.
Neon Moon?
Neon Moon.
That's another good one.
Conway Twitty?
Oh.
What's Twitty got?
You sing one of his. It's really good.
How about one of his back in the 50s when it was rockabilly?
You sang it down at Florida.
15 years ago?
Nope. What other one you got? Conway Twitty.
Hold on. Hello, darling.
This one?
It's been a long time.
This one, that's yours.
It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be.
I wonder if the listeners back home are kind of thinking this is that infomercial that comes on in the middle of the night.
Are you happy? Hope you're doing.
I like this first one. It's only make-believe.
That's it, Baba.
Is that what it is?
That's the one you said.
Yep. That's back when he was kind of pop and Elvis type of thing.
Well, next
what was that? They called it something. Hillbilly something.
Rockabilly.
Rockabilly.
Yep. Rockabilly.
Yeah.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. Myself can't deceive. I know it's only make believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you.
Several people covered this. Now, back in those days, like Paul Anka or somebody covered it, or some movie star, kind of Sal Mineo or somebody like that covered it as a pop thing.
You had on, we got the old Tommy Jones out there.
Tommy Jones.
Oh, yeah.
It's not unusual. Really love
by anyone.
Again, Tommy
Jeff. I can get anything you want, Bob.
Don't we have to have a
we're going license? Yeah, they're coming.
We have a license. We pay that. We pay them a bunch of money a year.
Well, and
if I can only spell Tommy Jones correct,
Tommy.
Tom. Tommy. So we don't need Tommy.
You see that video I have put on?
Yeah.
My mom.
I love that guy.
He was dancing. Like, how much beaver did that guy get?
Oh, my God. Them girls were like,
oh, yeah. Throwing her stuff at him.
I got taped of Elvis in concert.
That's unbelievable, too.
Is it awesome?
Oh, my girls are just fainting, falling over. He's walking over.
I wish. Baby. Don't you wish Elvis? I wish I was alive in the hot Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it had to be unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, he had to be.
That show had to be something. Now, I didn't like a lot of his songs. I loved the old Elvis, the rock and roll Elvis, before he went to the service. After that, he had some good songs, but I didn't love it. But watching those shows is unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable. He just was a showman.
And then he went and got old and fat.
Yeah.
He was sweating. Them girls would just love him. He'd be taking them.
I think his last concert was like in Honolulu.
Hawaii, yeah.
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 What I was thinking his last one was in Indianapolis.
Might have been. Maybe the Honolulu was
on TV. Honolulu was on TV.
Yeah. Thanks.
Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman.
Spin it.
Send it specially.
Ouch.
My early next morning.
Not that sack.
Oh.
He brought my letter back. She wrote about it. Return to sender. Address unknown. No such number.
No such soul.
No such phone.
Ba-ba-ba.
We had a quarrel. A lover's spat. I write I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back.
Ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do.
So then I dropped it in
Heartbreak main Hotel and part. Jailhouse Rock are just awesome. Those are
One person we never talked about.
Who?
The old Johnny Cash.
Johnny's.
Yeah, he's a different breed.
I rode up on it.
Johnny Cash is just unbelievable.
He was good, dude.
Hard to sing any of his songs.
Yeah, because it's too low.
Yeah.
Might be the most popular song.
Yeah, and I don't like it. I shouldn't say I don't like it.
Great Fire? It's popular.
Oh, my God. You sing that? You play this like anywhere?
Well, next time we do this, we're going to have Brent Niekamp in here.
Brent's pretty good.
Yeah, Brent loves singing this.
And he can hit the notes.
Yeah.
We can't hit the notes.
He got the deep voice.
We have to sing it an octave higher, and it sounds stupid.
Stupid. Never sounds stupid.
Nah.
Don't ever be afraid to sing.
Dude, let her rip.
I tell my kids that stuff all the time.
Johnny! Are you kidding me?
Is that a good find or what?
That's a good not bad.
I love John Denver.
I did like John Denver.
My favorite John Denver song.
Another car wreck.
Flyer.
I think it was Airplane.
Yeah.
My favorite John Denver song is Blow Up the TV. It was on his first album 3 years before anybody ever heard of it.
Really?
Blow Up the TV.
Huh?
I used to play it a lot when I was at college.
Really?
Playing on the radio station area.
How old is that song, then?
Johnny Trash.
69 or 70. Johnny Trash.
Johnny Trash.
I walked the line!
Hey, can you see how many people are listening?
Yeah.
How many?
18.
Jeez, we still got
people are stupid. Get off the radio.
You know what's really bad, Bob?
What?
When we started singing, there were three.
You need to come up here and sing. Ooh,
this is a Glenn Campbell song.
This is the Glenn Campbell song.
Yep. Written by...
Not a clue, boss.
I am a lineman for the county.
Wrote a lot of Glenn Campbell songs.
Paul Anka.
No.
And I drive the main road.
Had it in my head and I lost it.
Damn it. I hate that.
I love it when it happens.
Hang around, you'll see it a lot.
I hear you singing in
It's amazing how they used to have those shows.
Jimmy Webb.
Sunday nights or whatever.
Yeah. Jimmy Webb's
Sunny Cher show.
Oh, yeah.
I love that stuff.
I used to love
Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
I love Carol Burnett.
I love Glenn Campbell's show.
Yep.
How about...
What was that other song we were talking about before?
Hard to say.
Hard to tell.
We throw a lot of them out there.
How about this one? Let's turn it back a little bit. Yeah, it's not unusual. Tom Jones has other ones, though.
Yeah, we always used to sing the... Remember that one? Me, you, and Chester were pretty good at it.
What was it?
Give me some Tom Jones songs.
I'm working on it. It's not unusual.
No doubt.
Pile of them right there.
Just a sec.
What's new pussy get together?
The ones in
Delilah.
Oh yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. We always sing that. Every old crowd was fired up.
Green, green.
My.
That's a great sing along.
You
You got Delilah?
What's up, pussycat? I got all sorts of stuff.
Let's try Delilah. Man, we ain't brought that sucker out forever. In a while.
I'm sure this
is perfect for it, too.
Yeah.
This isn't the Delilah that I know.
No.
It's not, hey there, Delilah.
No, not at all.
This is
200 years before that.
Turn this dog up.
This is a classic.
Your dad was probably born when this song came out. Maybe.
Yeah. I saw the light on the night that I passed by the window.
Boom, boom, boom.
I saw the flickering shadows of love on the blind.
Boom.
She was my woman.
Boom, boom, boom.
As she deceived me, I watched it went out of my mind.
Here's where everybody turns around at each other and starts swaying.
My, Delilah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Why, Delilah?
You know what? Think about Tom Jones. He had that TV show, too.
Yes.
Yeah. And my mom, if they had DVRs back then, she would not miss Tommy Jones. Yeah. Ivan.
Jimmy Webb. You got me on that one.
Is that what is question mark? Is that what it was? Jimmy Webb got a question mark.
No, it says Jimmy Webb.
Jimmy Webb. The person who
Yeah. That's
good
what
job,
I
mean.
But we
good
got
job,
that.
Ivan.
I don't know if we got it before Ivan, but we got it before Harold told us.
Yep.
Jimmy Webb. I couldn't think of his name.
Mm-hmm.
You shake my nerve. How about a black? He's a black guy.
Love drives a man insane. You broke my will. What a thrill.
Gracious,
what era? Little Richard?
No. This was a. He sang a.
Otis Redding.
No.
Oh. Soulful. That's awesome.
Great.
Balls of fire. Kisses the baby.
Ooh. Frankie Valli. Big Girls Don't Cry.
How you doing?
No. Doo-wah diddy.
No. How about.
ABC?
No.
We can't play that here.
Can't play that.
We're an ABC station, yeah.
Yes.
Mine.
Well, that's not country, but it's not disco either. It's just Michael Jackson.
Blue Suede Shoes.
Elvis? Is that Elvis or Carl Perkins?
That is Elvis.
Both of them are great.
No, it was a classic country.
Little, no.
Classic country.
Classy. The guy was classy.
He
was,
Charlie Pride?
No. Although I do love Charlie Pride.
I like Charlie Pride.
I can picture him. Can't think of who it is.
I sang this song at somebody's anniversary dinner. It was like a 50th anniversary, and I sang it, and they both went out there and danced. And the whole family went around them.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was awesome. And I can't
think upbeat or slower?
It was like slower, because I couldn't really sing anything that was real upbeat. But it was like a cheer. Dang. I'll think of it for you. I hate when I do that.
Yep. Well, welcome to
getting
above
older.
50.
How about this one? Ready? Engelbert Humperdinck.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Ooh, he had some good ones.
After the Lovin'.
He was the other Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the other. He was the English. They're both English.
Well, good thing I can type in the name of the song, because I would have never got his name right tonight.
Engelbert Humperdinck?
Humperdinck.
I forgot that.
But was the name of a character in some English literature classic book. That's where he got that name. I think.
Oh, turn this up.
You
this
sing
this.
Great
song. He sings this.
You sing this every Christmas show, don't you?
No. That's my way. Turn this baby up and people out.
Everybody dance.
Dang it, this one, baby. Grab your wife. Start dancing.
We just lost half of them.
So I say, you sleep after the loving with a song I just wrote yesterday. And I hope you can hear what the words and the music have to say. It's so hard to explain everything that I'm feeling. Face to face, I just seem to go dry. But I love you so much that the sound of your voice can get me high. Thanks for taking me. All the one way.
sing you to sleep. After the loving, I brush back the hair from your eyes. And the love on your face is so real that it makes me wanna cry.
Screwed it up.
From your eyes. And the love on your face is so real that it makes me wanna cry.
Wanna cry.
And I know that my song isn't saying
I haven't thought a little Kiss an Angel Good Morning.
Kiss an Angel.
What else? Charlie Bride's got another. He's got a couple other ones.
He's got a couple of them.
Kiss an Angel was a big one.
Yeah.
What other? Give me some. What's up there?
Hold on.
Prove.
Charlie Pride.
Do the love.
I'm trying to think. Charlie Pride.
Is that who you're looking for? Charlie Pride?
No. What else? Give us some Charlie Pride songs.
I'm working on it. Kiss an Angel Good Morning. Help me make it through the night.
Another beauty.
I was thinking there was a song.
Charlie Pride was another classy guy. He just died not too long ago.
He was a classy guy, yeah.
I'll bring the bottle.
No. Woo. You already got the empty ones, Chuck, back there.
They are empty. I'm going to need another one shortly.
We're out of that.
Bottle number three.
I'm not seeing any Charlie Pride on my list that I can,
man, I
that I recognize, that. But I'm not.
Almost had that song.
Snakes Crawl at Night.
Once Upon a Great Notion or something. He was in a movie. Or he sang the theme for a movie, I think.
Charlie Pride did?
If that's true, you're unbelievable.
I think so.
Once Upon a...
Is anybody going to San Antone?
That's a good one. Never heard of it. That's a good one. It's a beater.
Is it really? You know this one?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to play this for free. You don't know this song.
Know. See, you know it, Bobby.
Rain dripping on the brim of my hat. Sure is cold today.
Roll on the Mississippi.
Here I am walking down.
You get to the thing, it's like it's a train song.
No, it ain't. Sleeping under a table in a roadside bar. A man could wake up dead. Sure seems warmer than it did. Sleeping in our king-size bed.
Is anybody going to San Antone or Phoenix, Arizona?
I can't even fight
this guy. Just wants to get out of his wife.
He hates his wife.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go sing a song to my wife.
If you sing it beautifully, she won't know what it's.
You have no idea.
Yep.
No.
So here's a couple other ones. Roll on to Mississippi.
No.
Crystal Chandeliers.
No. Yeah. I must be thinking somebody else.
Might be. Kiss an Angel Good Morning was probably his biggest.
Was it?
Kiss an angel good morning.
But what I've been fighting at home.
Well, we can switch to that one.
How about some, we'll modernize a little bit. Let's go,
Whenever I chance to meet.
Just kiss an angel good morning.
An old friend on the street. How does a man get to be this way? I've always got
face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning,
frozen beer,
and love her like the devil when you get back home.
I've never seen a frozen beer before.
Frozen beer can't come out.
Spirit of a happiness. But some of them
great
never
beer.
Learn it's a simple thing.
You know what it is, Bobby?
I think what I've been thinking of is a woman and a man in love. And the answer is in this song that I always sing.
Sing it, Charlie.
You got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil
when I get back home.
Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're
gone. How about,
kiss an angel good morning.
I want to hear
something good.
What you got? No, I got a good one.
Because, you know, this is exactly how it is on the squash
bench. All
right,
ready? Here it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, I want to hear this song. We got like 5 seconds to play.
All right, so this is, I want to, there's two songs I want to hear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard these for a while. Let's go with the Bee Gees, I Just Got to Get a Message to You.
Oh, I love the
or
Bee Gees.
Lonely Days.
Oh, they're both good.
I want to hear both of them. What if you're a BJ, BJ. BJ, man.
I love them.
Woo-hoo! I'm in. The Bee Gees.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles. The Beatles.
Good thing the wife
I got president. It's good one, dude.
I forgot that Ultra doesn't have much.
There it is. Yeah. Turn that baby up. Oh, that's good. Supposed to put your hand over your ears.
Yep.
The preacher talked to me and he smiled. Said, come on, walk with me. Come and walk in a while.
One more mile.
Now for once in my life, you're allowed.
So well,
this is from when the Bee Gees were good.
Oh, absolutely.
I agree.
Before disco.
I've never heard
that. I just gotta get a message to you.
The Beatle.
To love somebody.
I mean, the Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees. Holiday.
No.
Massachusetts.
What was the other one?
Words.
No, I got it. What was it? Lonely Days.
Lonely Days.
Lonely Days.
Don't like it.
What?
Too new.
Lonely Days?
Yeah, it's okay.
1970.
It's not one of their great ones. How can you mend a broken heart?
Hey.
Holiday to love somebody?
This one here's got an upbeat when they get into it. Hit this, baby. Let's go.
Yeah.
I hit the play button. Give me a sec.
It's coming. Yeah. It starts slow. I agree with Neil.
But I don't. This is one of my least favorite ones. But.
I bet you like it by the time it's over with. Yeah.
Mr. Sunshine, you brighten up my day. Come sit beside me.
In the way.
In our way.
The beat to this gets you fired up.
It
gets
does. Going.
Once it gets just fired, wait. Huh? Shut up, Chuck.
Is this like that?
Don't say up, Chuck.
You guys are going to say, this is the greatest song ever.
Wait, it gets rest going at the end, and it's upbeat, but I don't love the song.
What's that song that we play during basketball games? We play it, and we're like, come on, get to it.
Just sweet listen, Caroline. Chuck. Turn it up.
Here we go, they're speeding it up a little.
Pick it up. Pick it up, boys. Put them together out there, folks.
Lonely days, lonely nights.
Where would I be?
Where would I be without my woman?
You like this, Chuck?
Lonely days.
It really gets going.
Lonely nights. Where would I be without my woman? Lonely days. Lonely nights.
Slow down one more time.
Lonely nights. Where will I be without my woman?
I'm still not a fan. I'm not sold.
Hang on.
I'm not sold.
Hang on. Just wait. You'll be up dancing.
Hey, it's coming.
If I get up on the desk.
It's coming.
If I get another bottle of wine,
I can get you one, but it won't be that good.
Got any Boone's Farm?
I don't think it matters right now.
In your way.
Here we go, folks. Get fired up right now. Let's go.
Here we go. Crank it back up again, boys.
So this law was us driving through Fort Shush. Slow down.
Here we go. Bum, bum.
Lonely nights. Where would I be without my woman?
What is that thing?
Lonely days.
Karina Mendoza.
Karina.
Lonely days. Lonely nights.
I'll finish that bottle too.
Down to you.
It's
see
not
you.
Like I gotta work
Chuck
tomorrow.
Chuck will wake up Friday.
I'll be late for work Friday. You got another one?
Oh yeah,
something a little kind. Better.
You know, we could do. We could. You could look for this one, Bottle of Wine by.
It's already gone.
Well, but there's a song called Bottle of Wine. I can't think of who did it. It's from the '60s.
Mm.
Bottle of Wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
It's by the Irish Ropers.
That's not the
How
one.
About,
that's not the one.
It might be a cover of
bread.
It.
No, I got one.
What you got?
Fireball.
Turn my mic off for a second.
Off?
Yeah.
It can't be.
What's the name of that song?
You know the best part of that?
Are you talking about the one that's like 2 years old, 3 years old?
No, this is an oldie.
Oh, I don't know that one.
My mic still picked you up, so it didn't matter.
You ever heard that song?
I hear.
Yes. Yes, we play it. It's in our night rotation.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, by the Fireballs.
Yeah, it's by the Fireballs.
Yeah, the bottle of wine is by the Fireballs.
Oh, no, I'm talking about.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. Jeez.
SOB, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in. We have that.
Can
yeah.
you play that on the air like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, we're allowed to. Yeah.
Oh, great. Great.
If you have Max tender ears. If you have tender ears, you want to turn
you can't
the
sing
volume
it, but
down.
It's got a good beat.
Oh,
to
yeah.
It.
And I can't think of the guy's name.
Nathaniel Radcliffe.
And the something. Nathaniel Radcliffe and the Night Sweats.
And the Night Sweats.
That's a great name.
Yep. That is a
That's
good
better
name.
Than Phil yep. Durton the Dozer.
Phil Durton the Dozer.
He's
this
doing.
This is supposed to be the clean version.
This is a good song.
But if it's not, I apologize.
He's gone solo recently.
Clap on beat.
This sounds like the Wolf of Wall Street.
I'm on need. Someone to help me.
We play this during NASCAR races.
I'm on a need.
You do?
They did. Back when it was good.
I'm on a need. Someone to hold me down. I'm on a need. Someone to care.
I'll tell you who sings this great.
I'm on a ride.
Nathaniel Radcliffe.
No, the guys up Fort Wayne that we get outbuilt. One guy, what is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The
Island guys?
Yeah, Island Vibe.
Island Vibe.
Island Vibe?
Yeah, they pull some old stuff
yeah.
out.
Yeah, pretty good.
You're talking the ones that come up for the...
Come on!
Still played it.
Yeah.
There's probably a verse in there that's probably not... PG.
Well, he lives in Portland.
Oh, You know it's 10 after 10.
Yeah. What's no, I don't know that one. Can you sing it?
What's hey, next?
It's not 10 working. After 10. No particular place to go. Chuck Berry.
Chuck yep. Berry. Chuck Berry.
Or the same song as the seatbelt song, couldn't get my seatbelt loose or whatever it was. That's ooh. It's the same tune.
Same tune.
Yep, different words.
These guys like to do that back in.
Oh, yeah.
MacArthur's Park.
There we go. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. Let me go home and start over. The Hombres.
How about Brandy from Looking Glass?
Oh, that's great.
That's a good one.
I thought we were going to Chuck Berry.
That's a great song.
What's Chuck Berry sing?
What was that one you were going to do there?
Johnny Be Good.
Yeah, we can do Johnny Be Good, or which one did you have there?
No particular place to get.
School Days. You never. No.
Yep, School Days is Beach Boys stole that and made it
Reeling and
surfing
rockin'.
Song.
Yep. A rockin' and rolling and a hoochie.
Reeling and a rockin'.
Run, Rudolph,
rolling to
run.
The break of dawn. We don't want to do Rudolph. We do that sometimes during Christmas. You can play it if you want to, but we really? Play it during Christmas. So play anything.
Okay.
All of that stuff. Anything you think you've heard of, just play it and it's all great.
Looking Glass. I like it. That's old Chucky.
Yep. There's we don't know what song it is because they all start like this.
They all do.
Yeah. Doing the duck walk across the.
Yep.
Across
we still
stage.
Never got to hit our thing about what we're thankful for.
Well, you didn't.
Neil say you're thankful for anything. Be alive.
Yeah. I'm alive and I'm allowed to go to ball games. That's it.
And that's about it.
That's about it. That's all I got. Go, go.
Go. Go, Johnny, go, Johnny, go,
go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go,
go.
Go, Johnny, go, go.
No, that's perfect. I'm loving it. It's like a slushie.
We'll have to do the morning shows on PG Sunday mornings. They could do a great job of doing classics.
Who does PG do? Do they? On Sunday mornings, they play more gospel.
Oh, yeah, when I'm hearing it, it's all gospel.
I was listening the other day. Jeff Yeo was on. He's got a great radio voice.
He has a great radio voice.
He really does.
And he was so good, 25 years ago or whenever it was, when they used to do all of our games.
Yeah.
Man, he, no wonder people loved him.
Is that his job?
Yes.
Full-time?
Yeah.
Full-time.
Yeah, he's on a lot. During the day, sometimes morning, sometimes evening.
I ain't giving up.
Then,
I'd love it.
Then he does a lot more work with WOSN now as well.
Yeah.
Does he really?
Yeah. He does
a lot of the play-by-play action for them.
Yep. Did
Jeffy O does?
Yeah, yes. I think he did a football game every week this year.
Yep. He's
no
done
kidding.
Several. Yes.
Yeah. But a lot of times it's us, but a lot of times it's other ones too. Yeah. You'll hear him on other ones. But
boys, I'm about out of here.
Oh, yeah. What? Turn that up.
Huh?
Hit the road, Jack.
Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Right, hit the road, Jack.
You guys are telling me? Hit the road? Don't come back?
No. Am I allowed to play this during basketball games yet?
Some people got still mad about it.
Yeah, mad at that time. It was kind of funny, though.
That was great.
Yeah, especially when it's the other team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, baby, don't you treat me this away. I'll be back on my feet someday. I don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money and you just ain't no good.
Maybe this is what we'll do. Next time Spencey gets kicked out, we're playing this song.
Hit the road, Jack.
Might happen.
I've almost never gotten kicked out.
Almost
got kicked out of a volleyball match, though.
Really?
Yeah. An official, on a second mistake, I pointed it out fairly loudly. The Parkway coach went over to the official and said, you have to make him stop doing that. But the same official got booed and jeered by the Parkway fans earlier.
Really?
And he didn't say anything, and nobody cared. I went back and watched because it was one of those on NFHS or WSN, and
I mean, this was recently.
Yeah, just this year, and he was the ball was a good foot inbounds, and he called it out.
It was a line judge,
one of the line judges, and
so it was a high school kid.
No. This was in the tournament, and he was a legitimate professional guy, and he was there the night before, and he wasn't very good then either. And he was at the net.
We're gonna get thrown out again.
Well, I'm just telling you. And if you go look at the matches, I'm right. If you go look on NFHS, I went back and looked, and you can see where the ball is this far inbounds, and he called it out. And I mentioned it out loud.
Yeah.
It's the second time you've made a bad call.
Boys, happy Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Been a crazy 2020.
Do you have any tradition things that you do? Like I had one of my cousins posted online. He always watches Hoosiers. And he always listens to Alice's Restaurant.
On Thanksgiving?
On Thanksgiving. Alice's Restaurant is always about Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yep. But he always watches Hoosiers on Thanksgiving also.
He doesn't watch WKRP?
The life of me, I thought turkeys could fly.
Well, and they sort of can.
It was kind of classic.
Yeah.
Because he was like, oh, the humanity.
Les was awesome.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I think he's going to throw the turkeys out.
Now, I haven't watched any of that, in reruns or any of that, but I never missed it when it was
on that scene.
Johnny Fever.
They always have the end of it being Les Nessman. But when if you go into the last segment of the show, they're in the studio and Mr. Carlton comes in.
Yeah.
And he's got his hair all messed up, and he turns around and he said, for the life of me, I thought turkeys could fly. It was a classic one. Happy Thanksgiving, folks. Thanks for listening. We will be back next week.
Next week.
Good Lord willing.
And I think I hear something.
Oh, he's...
The crowd is moving out into the parking area. Flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving.
How funny. That guy's been laughing. Oh, my God.
Some of you. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen. What a sight.
What a sight.
The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. Something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver. Coming to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. Third. No parachutes yet. Happy skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but... Oh, my God, they're talking! Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes. Everybody's running around pushing each other. Oh my goodness. Oh, the humanity. Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step aside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there. Les, are you there?
Les, you all right?
Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report. You just tuned in. The Tyndale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.